is it wrong to expect, okay, let's just say, for instance, and I'm going to use this just off the top of my head. I have no idea if this is going to work. But let's say there's a tornado.
Mm-hmm.
Is it wrong to expect God's protection?
Well, you wouldn't want to go out and chase a tornado. I think we ought to do what we can, use common sense to avoid calamity, and then ask God to protect us and expect that we can have peace.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So we can more or less expect it, not just pray for it and hope for the best. We can expect that, you know, we can, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I think I do. I don't want to leave the impression that Christians are immune to calamity.
Oh, no.
But I think that God does protect people who trust in him. There's a number of promises in the Bible. Read Psalms 91, Mary.
You'll find
a lot of comfort and encouragement in that passage regarding calamity and God's protection in those environments.
Okay, that's what I was wanting to know, is if we could expect, you know, if it was too much saying that I believe I'm going to be, this is not going to happen to me because I have protection.
Well, let me give you an example.
Or was I being too proud?
There's the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who almost went to the fiery furnace, and they said, if God wants to, he can deliver us. But even if he doesn't deliver us, we're going to serve him. Well, God did deliver them.
Okay.
And more times than not, God does watch over his own. But you and I both know that good Christians do also experience calamity.
Yes.
Like Job, for instance.
Yes.
A tornado took his family out.
Yes. And he would have been out of it much earlier had he not listened to his friends.
That's right. And John the Baptist died in prison. So
yes.
Christians do suffer, but more times than not, God protects us as we claim his promises. Okay?
Thank you very, very much.